This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamere, Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., John Ritchie with you on the morning show today.
All right, I actually differentiated. I could pick up on that.
There you go.
Not cool.
You get better.
You were going off. You were going off during the break about the word John.
It bothers me that there's a word that means everything. That is the same as my name.
It's not the same as your name. It's a different word.
A name that's totally used. Different. Very frequently.
Of course.
Whether it's J-O-N or J-O-H-N, there are a lot of people with my name.
But it's
like
not,
my dad and my uncle and every other guy
but it's
down
not
the street.
John. It's John.
And then, all right, well, it's close
also
enough.
It's also their name. It's not like you have, you know, ownership.
You're right.
Completely.
But when you hear a name that sounds an awful lot like your name and it can mean any word, it gets distracted.
Does it put your head on a swivel?
Yeah,
a little?
That's the thing. Yes. You know, okay, so you know how when you are at a, I don't know, an outdoor park or something, and you hear, Dad!
Everybody's
and your
spin.
Head snaps around.
Yeah,
You can't, like, unplug that, whatever that instinct is. You automatically respond.
But they say Dad, not Dawd.
Okay, but it sounds close enough. It's close enough. You respond, you react, and
but
it really does
But nobody yells out
get,
the word John.
Yeah.
They usually use it in a sentence. Mm.
I feel like you're creating a hypothetical situation that never actually occurs. Like, when does this happen where you're hearing somebody say John?
I'm surprised you get worried about this.
My name is already too frequently out there. It doesn't need to be meaning everything. Again, it's just overused. My name was overused to begin with. Now that you add the J-A-W-N, it really gets used.
Ruben's right. You
an
could,
awful lot.
You could change
could
it.
Change it. Make it Jonathan.
I would love to be, remember Mike Stonebreaker? The linebacker from Notre Dame.
That's a great name.
Michael Stonebreaker. There, when I was in eighth grade, I thought someday I might change my name to that. There are some good choices out there. I don't know for a first name if I would go Mike. Maybe something a little more creative. I love the name Jimmy, J-I-M-I, because of Jimi Hendrix, but Jimmy Seltzer sort of has that name.
Just saw his display out there. I had the picture. I was going to send it to you from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
incredible
wow.
Display there. Really cool.
I can only imagine.
I was thinking of you, pal.
Thank you. Yeah. I would love to see that, and I haven't. I need to check it out.
You're the only one who calls James Jimmy, right? Are you the only one that's allowed to?
Some people call him Jimmy.
No, everybody calls him James.
Yeah, everybody calls him James.
What? Really?
Yeah. You're just learning this after, what, 9 years?
No, I think a lot of people say Jimmy.
I don't think
so.
No.
Nope. Everybody calls him James.
Nope. James.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So. You're one of a kind.
You're saying
John,
one of a kind.
Because you're special. You're allowed to call
him. You are one of a kind. That's very true.
Yeah.
He prefers to be called James.
Yeah.
Are we sure about that?
Yes. Well, you ask him. Ask him when he's back in what he likes to be called.
And I think he prefers to be called James unless it's Jimmy with an I.
Unless it's you calling him.
No, if it's Jimmy with an I, then he's like, okay, that's pretty cool because it's like Jimi Hendrix is amazing.
I can't imagine that's what he's thinking.
Don't
really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's thinking that at all.
Don't think so.
I think you got a bad read there.
Agreed. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Remember, you can still bid on the Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles Game Day Experience Brandon Graham Autograph Football. You and a guest will enjoy a full Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles game day experience as they take on the New York Giants. Start your game day at the 94 WIP pregame tailgate party. Continue by visiting the pregame show. Then you'll head into Lincoln Financial Field. You'll visit with Merrill and Mike in the broadcast booth. Watch the game from club level seats and also receive an autographed football from Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowl defensive end Brandon Graham. Bidding for that item ends May 18th at 7 o'clock. So you can bid on that if you want. One quick thing I wanted to touch on before we go back to the phones here. Last night, Knicks-Celtics game 4, really good game. Knicks end up winning. Knicks go up 3-1 in that series.
Again down like 14 this time.
Yeah, and a brutal, brutal ending for the Celtics. Not only lose the game, but Jason Tatum... I wasn't torn up. I don't care. I don't like to see a star blow his foot out.
Tatum is that special where that hurts the game.
No, that does hurt the game
for sure.
He's
having a great game, too.
Yeah, and Tatum goes down, and here's Brian Windhorst just on the aftermath and the feeling in the Boston locker room last night.
Our Tim Bontemps, who was in the Celtics locker room after the game, he said it was the quietest locker room he'd ever heard. They obviously know that the rest of this series is in, of course, serious doubt. I will point something out. They are facing, obviously, a difficult situation here. Tatum injured. They're down 3-1. They were 8-2 without Jason Tatum this season. This is an excellent team. They are the defending champions. Picking themselves up after seeing that, though, is going to be a huge challenge, maybe even more tactically, emotionally, trying to bounce back from what they witnessed tonight.
Now, I don't think the Celtics are bouncing back and winning that series, but, man, you talk about a costly night. You basically lose the series and you lose Jason Tatum. That's a killer. And not good for the league. You never want to see
that. Might have lost your season next year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look at the East, it does feel a little more wide open after last night, and it looks like the Knicks going to advance, going to get to a conference finals before the Sixers, which is kind of crazy.
The Sixers are prepared to offer Jason Tatum a 3-year extension.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Kenny in Vineland. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, good morning, morning crew.
What's up, Kenny?
All right. I want to talk about Bryce Harper a little bit, and then I'm going to give you my eccentric. This is directed toward you, Ruben. I respect you to the utmost as far as your baseball knowledge and everything. It just bothers me a little bit. It annoys me that you're somewhat overly homerish when it comes to Bryce Harper. I mean, right now he is lost at the plate, Ruben. Okay, every pitcher that comes up and pitches to him knows to throw the outside slide or whatever you want to call it, low and outside, and he swings at it like Castellanos swings at him, pitches. And he hasn't been clutch at all. Has he had won game for us this year?
Well, he missed the one game because he won the game for him Sunday night. So I actually called that game from another station. But
He was coming back Saturday night. Right. He really felt like he was getting into the swing of it, right. Feeling confident.
And I agree with you there. I mean, we know, like you said, he's going to come out of it eventually. Most baseball players do. If they're in a slump, they're going to get out of it. But we're not talking about a baseball player. We're talking about Bryce Harper here.
Yeah, he's gone through these at times. And I misspoke. It was Saturday night when he swung the bat well. I mean, he is a guy that's one of the best hitters in the game, and he will get it back. And this is part of the game. It's a long, long season. And yes, he has not been himself, but I fully believe that he's going to be closer to who he is as we move through this season. Believe me.
Okay, well, I sure
he's struggling. Hey, I mean, the eyes don't lie. He's struggling right now. He's not consistent. And
and it's been longer than normal, right?
It is not something that he normally goes through, but it has happened to him in the past.
But he has shaved his head.
Yes,
so much
he's
like
made the
Nick
adjustment.
Sirianni, he's looking to make a difference.
Okay. Am I eccentric? I would think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jay Leno, I think he's very eccentric. He has all this car collection. He has like 5 or 6 cars that nobody in the world has.
Jay Leno, but he pronounced it Jay Leno.
That's
like a John culture. And a John.
I didn't understand who he was talking about.
I should have asked Kenny. Leno. I don't think Kenny meant to do that, but it would have been perfect considering the John Ritchie.
He went up against Dave Letterman for years.
Yeah.
Jay Leno.
Have you guys ever heard him referred to as Jay Leno before?
Jean Ritchie.
You'll just become a Frenchman.
That sounds
congratulations.
So cultured.
It really does.
Oh, yeah.
Jean Ritchie.
Yeah. How about now?
I can play hockey.
I like it.
Although I don't know which way I hold the stick.
You can wear a cardigan
this way.
Now I think you're
the
John.
What's that?
Now you're in on the John pronunciation.
If I can go with Jean Ritchie.
We can go with the soft J. Jean.
Yeah. Jean Ritchie.
Okay. That sounds perfect.
Sounds great.
Let's go to Frank and Ben Salem. Hey, Frank. Frank.
Frankie.
Frank.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. I want to talk to Ruben.
All right. I'm here.
And about,
do it.
Let's
about
chat.
Tom, about our head coach.
Or the manager.
That game against Chicago, Solberg gets on. I know there's two outs. A pinch runs for him with Sosa. I'm thinking, why you take out your best hitter in the lineup? So I said, well, maybe he's going to have Sosa steal because there's two outs and Cassiano's up. He didn't steal a bag, and Cassiano flies out. Now, he just took Solberg out of the game. Then it's because it was the eighth inning. You get late in the game.
You're talking about Schwarber?
Extra innings. Yeah, Schwarber. I'm sorry.
I think this game from 3 weeks ago, Frank.
Okay, 3 weeks ago, but it's been bothering me.
I mean, obviously,
I guess it does.
You want to win a World Series, you got to have coaching.
Hey,
okay,
Frank,
you get the extra innings.
Frank, sometimes I do think you have to bear in mind, though, we've got Schwarber with this streak working, and you do if you want that streak to continue, he needs to get on base. You know, so like that's every game. And I would think if you still want to get him some rest, you know, after he gets on base, you'd feel a little more apt to pinch run for him or, you know, pinch hit for him after he gets that, you know, achievement for
you
the day.
You pinch run for him in the game with Johan Rojas the other day and won the game, right, Rube?
Yeah, they did. And listen, you okay, and yeah, Schwarber does a lot of things. He does a lot of things, but the, speed is not the one.
Is he faster than Alec Boehm, though?
He might be.
There was two outs.
I think so.
I mean, the only thing I saw maybe if Sosa steals second, then he said try to win the game there in the eighth inning. But that I think that hurt us. And then he gets the extra innings. He comes up. It's Cassiano's on second. JT's up. Now he's having a tough time with the curveball and that. So I figured he bunt him because Kappa, who's behind him, hits a lot of fly balls and that, and he scores the run to get the lead.
I do never ever play for one run. I never play for one run when you're away and you're in extra innings.
No.
And you have to play for two because it's too easy to score one run.
Frank,
I mean, you play for two.
Frank, we got to move on. What's your eccentric?
I guess I picked Michael Jackson because he had a friend with a monkey, I guess.
All right. Well, appreciate the call. I mean,
yeah, Michael Jackson, he was a good one.
He's very eccentric.
About as eccentric as it gets. He was friends with the monkey and lots of other strange things. Yeah. That monkey was pretty cool, though.
Who's more eccentric?
Have you watched
Michael Jackson or Prince?
Ooh, that's a good call. I think it might be MJ.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Really? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seemed like Prince had it a little more under control. You know, like Michael Jackson, really eccentric, but maybe like he didn't always have the ability to rein it in. The eccentricities.
Gotcha.
I think Prince could probably do a better job of being normal if he had to be. In a pinch.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But now it's time to do what we do every day this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. What's first?
Does anyone really believe that Daryl Morey's going to build a team, a young team, when all he's ever done was overpay for aging superstars? As long as Josh Harris owns his team, we're going nowhere. And I love the Sixers, but it's just pathetic.
Same way I feel. I mean, I don't have any confidence they're gonna figure this thing out.
Ace.
Hinging our hopes on Ace.
Ace.
It is a cool. It's a cool name.
It is
it's
the awesome, coolest man. Name. Ever.
Yeah. So he gets a little credit for that. What's next?
I'm freaking pissed. Jerry Jones doesn't get the right to push Roger Goodell around or buy his ass to get those boys against our birds. Screw Jerry Jones.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that they are put on the same, I don't know. We're on a pedestal. We belong on a pedestal. We won the world championship. That's what you get to do. You get to play in the first game when you win the world championship, and you get to face a righteous opponent, a mighty opponent. They are not.
I'm warming up to the idea a little bit, though. I mean, you're going to be hanging your banner up that night. They're going to be showing Jerry's face as the Eagles hang their banner. I mean, that part of it is at least a positive.
You know what really winning the lottery would mean? Finding two general managers as stupid as Daryl Morey to take the two boat anchors off your hands and their salaries. Because until you do that, it doesn't matter how many lottery picks you get, Ace Bailey or Ace Ventura, they're not going anywhere with Embiid and George still dragging the team backwards.
Feels like people are excited.
Right? His name is Arius, man.
Arius.
Also a cool
also
name.
That's a great
really
name.
Cool
he can
name.
Use either one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe he can let you borrow one.
I would love to be named Arius.
Arius.
Although I'm
Richie.
Somewhat more earthbound than I'd like to be lately. I cannot jump anymore. I tried it. I got a basketball hoop at my house. I don't have the
no
ability
ups.
To elevate.
No ups.
That's because
longer.
You're old and decrepit.
I actually might be, Tom.
Boom.
Yeah. You might be accurate.
What world is John Ritchie living in where Joel Embiid worked in the offseason to get in shape and to get better and work on his moves? I don't know what you've been watching for the past 10 years,
wow.
But that's not the Joel Embiid I've seen. His knee is chronic. It's arthritic. He's done.
last year felt like maybe that didn't hold up the way we
Yeah, fair point. We should have pushed back on you harder on that earlier.
If in fact
but
it is
prior
arthritic,
to last year.
I mean, can you imagine signing this guy if they knew it was arthritic?
Ruben, somebody's going to have to explain to me how a doctor approved that.
And also may have helped too if he didn't go and play in the Olympics and spend
story.
2 months over there doing the Olympic thing. I can't imagine that really helped him too much.
That was Rhea's favorite.
Yeah. me and Rhea both love that one. Let's shut it down, bud.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Times Yours line, 215-238-4500. You can leave us a voicemail every day for Times Yours at the end of the show. One more guess for what's eccentric. Let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I would go with Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol,
very
that's a good one.
So. Yeah. Nice.
That's a good one. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. All right, guys. So we have Tom Cruise, Elton John, Robin Williams, Joe DiCamera, Jason Kelsey, Jim Carrey, Tesla, Jay Leno, Michael Jackson, Andy Warhol.
Jay Leno.
I think Michael Jackson is way up there.
He's up there.
Jay Leno is not as eccentric as the others. I love the pronunciation.
I like the Tom Cruise one.
I like the Tom Cruise one, too.
I like Tom Cruise, man.
Because everybody thought he was totally normal.
On the down low.
Until he just went off the deep end.
I like Tom Cruise.
Okay, we'll go with Tom Cruise. That's Mike in Norristown. Mike in Norristown, you win the pair of tickets. Go see Post Malone at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th, 2025. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. So congratulations to Mike for winning the tickets to go see Post Malone. Fun show today, guys. Thank you, John.
Great job.
You, Ruben. Thank you, Rhea. And thank you to Buzz and Lewis for producing the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.